Then, before Sleem could retaliate, something else happened. The wand, which had been tapping Johnny's palms, suddenly pointed in the direction of Sleem's feet. It had a small beam of light set in the end of it, and it flashed on. It was a light used to show dust in a mine shaft, and it made a very thin white pencil of light, like a pointer. Johnny looked a bit incredulous. Then he turned his head clear off to the side, as though to hide a laugh. The light switched off. Sleem looked down. He had to stretch, for he had a bit of a paunch. What had this devil seen? Then Lord Sleem saw them. His boots. Instead of wearing his proper, scaled, glittering green boots, he was wearing old, rough, blue boots. Dirty blue boots. His valet. In the rush of getting him off, his clumsy, damned valet had put the wrong boots on him. Oh, when he got home. When he got home, he would have the oaf punctured. Worse, dragged through the streets and bitten to death by small children. But Johnny was addressing the emissaries.
I must apologize to you, my lords. I pray you to overlook my discourtesy in arriving late, but I am sure you will understand when I tell you that I was looking for a point of law.
He looked at them in a kindly and deferential fashion, laid down the wand on the invisible table, and tapped the top of the law book. The manners and phrases of the old Chinko instruction discs were coming in handy now. At first, when he entered, he had felt stiff and unnatural, artificial and affected. But suddenly, it felt as though he had been doing this sort of thing all his life.
No one,
he continued,
could possibly expect such noble and such highly titled and credentialed lords to experience an uncomfortable trip, nor to convene upon such a lowly and undeserving planet for the petty purpose of adjudicating the minor differences of some back planet squabble.
The delegates sat up. This was more like it. This is what they had been thinking all the time. Hear, hear! Sir Robert was thunderstruck. What was this lad up to? The war not important? Their strong points caving in, their friends dying, and he could say it wasn't important? He looked at the two small gray men. They were both sitting there smiling, a bit vacant, but smiling. They hadn't been smiling before. And Sir Robert knew for a fact that Johnny hadn't talked with them. So they knew no more than he. But he had to restrain himself from jumping up to cry out that this was an important war. One point. These emissaries in their jewels and flashing clothes, strange faces and feelers, were all bobbing their heads and settling down for a real conference.
No,
continued Johnny.
It would be an insult to the mighty states you represent to call you here on something as trivial as repelling pirates.